Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 477. How 15 minutes of deliberate learning can dramatically increase productivity, and The Parable of the Mexican Fisherman, both by Ryan H. Law of ryanhlaw.com. And I am Dan, I am your host here. Welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily, or thanks for joining us for the very first time if you're just discovering the show. This is where I read to you from some of the very best blogs on entrepreneurship that we can find, and we're going to jump right into it now with our two posts from Ryan as we start optimizing your life. How 15 Minutes of Deliberate Learning Can Dramatically Increase Productivity by Ryan H. Law of ryanhlaw.com. Imagine you are a brand new financial planner. You have sat with a senior advisor as they work with clients. You've even taken the lead on a few appointments. Most people would agree that this type of on-the-job training with an experienced advisor is extremely valuable. In fact, the CFP board recognizes the value of that type of work. A CFP candidate can eliminate 2,000 hours of experience if their experience is, quote, completed under the direct supervision of a CFP professional, end quote. If you are in that situation and you had the ability to design your next 2 weeks, which option would you choose? One, be involved in 10 additional appointments with the same or another senior advisor, or two, be involved in 2 to 3 appointments with time set aside to articulate and codify, organize, or arrange systematically, in writing, what you learned. If you are like most people, 80% of respondents to a survey, you would choose option one. After all, what is better than on-the-job experiential learning? Well, it turns out that option two is better. A lot better. Let's examine each one briefly. Option one, experiential learning. No one would argue that experience is the best teacher, at least initially. In fact, option two only works if you have experience. The more time spent creating financial plans, especially under the watchful eye of a senior advisor, the better, right? Yes, but only up to a point. Option two, deliberate learning. In option two, you take your experiences and spend time, about 15 minutes is recommended, reflecting on it. Part of that reflection can be done with the senior advisor. Quote, I noticed that you skipped over a deeper discussion of the types of life insurance with this client. Why is that? End quote. Some of the reflection should be done on their own. Quote, I noticed that the advisor skipped over a deeper discussion of the types of life insurance with this client. What are some possible reasons for that? End quote. Some of the reflection will be best if written. In fact, there should always be a written component. Is this only true for new advisors? Of course not. When was the last time you learned something new? I read a research study about this topic, and I'm now reflecting and codifying that research by writing about it here. I understand it better because I am taking time to share it in my own words. How much of a benefit is gained by option number two? According to the study, as much as 23.2% over those who just focus on more experience. We're not talking about a small 1 or 2% gain. 23.2% improvement. And the gains are long-lasting. A month later, the employees who reflected still had a higher level of productivity. I recommend at the end of each workday that you shut off your computer, pull out a journal, and set aside 15 minutes and ask yourself, what 2 to 3 lessons did I learn today? This simple habit can boost productivity long-term and be very inexpensive. A simple notebook or journal will do the trick. I have started doing this for myself, and I am going to have my classes do it as well. Action steps. Do this simple exercise. Try it for 10 days. At the end of your workday, shut off your computer, pull out a journal, and ask yourself, What 2 to 3 lessons did I learn today? The Parable of the Mexican Fisherman by Ryan H. Law of ryanhlaw.com. The Parable of the Mexican Fisherman is a story that is frequently shared because it reminds us of what is most important. I don't know who first wrote it. There have been various versions of it over the years. But the lessons about simplicity, gratitude, and enjoying life now are invaluable. Here is the story. The Parable of the Mexican Fisherman. An American investment banker was at the pier of a small coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. Inside the small boat were several large yellowfin tuna. The American complimented the Mexican on the quality of his fish and asked how long it took to catch them. The Mexican replied, "Only a little while." The American then asked why didn't he stay out longer and catch more fish. The Mexican said he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. The American then asked, "But what do you do with the rest of your time?" The Mexican fisherman said, "I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take siestas with my wife Maria, and stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life." The American scoffed. "I have an MBA from Harvard and can help you," he said. "You should spend more time fishing, and with the proceeds, buy a bigger boat. With the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy several boats, and eventually you would have a fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you could sell directly to the processor, eventually opening up your own cannery. You could control the product, processing, and distribution," he said. "Of course, you would need to leave this small coastal fishing village and move to Mexico City, then Los Angeles, and eventually to New York City, where you will run your expanding enterprise." The Mexican fisherman asked, "But how long will this all take?" To which the American replied, "Oh, 15 to 20 years or so." "But what then?" asked the Mexican. The American laughed and said, "That's the best part. When the time was right, you would announce an IPO and sell your company stock to the public and become very rich. You would make millions." "Millions? Then what?" The American said, "Then you could retire. Move to a small coastal fishing village where you could sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take siestas with your wife, and stroll to the village in the evenings where you could sip wine and play guitar with your amigos." Ryan's thoughts. "I'll admit it, this little parable convicts my conscience. I spend a lot of time working. I try to spend a lot of time with my family, but the pursuit of more and bigger often takes over. More house, more vacations, more eating out, etc. It's a never-ending pursuit. There is nothing inherently wrong with wanting more. It's human nature. It's important to think about what our pursuit of more and bigger is costing, though. Are we more like the investment banker or the fisherman? Why are we pushing for more, more, more all the time? The only criticism of this story is that the fisherman would be wise to set aside some funds for a rainy day when he can't fish." Action step. Are you more like the investment banker or the fisherman? What steps do you need to take to move more in the direction you want to be in? You just listened to the posts titled "How 15 Minutes of Deliberate Learning Can Dramatically Increase Productivity" and "The Parable of the Mexican Fisherman," both by Ryan H. Law of ryanhlaw.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business. automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks so much to Ryan, and let me tell you a little bit more about him. His goal is to teach financial planners, coaches, and counselors how to use simple, evidence-based action steps to provide outstanding client care. He received his bachelor's degree from Utah State University in family finance, and after graduation, he worked in the financial planning field for several years before deciding to return to school. He received his master's degree in personal financial planning from Texas Tech. He is a certified financial planner, CFP, which you heard mentioned in the post, and an accredited financial counselor, or AFC, and he currently teaches at Utah Valley University in the financial planning program, where he covers financial counseling and also runs their on-campus money management resource center. He also serves on the Association for Financial Counseling and Planning Education Board of Directors, where he has served as treasurer and president, so he is very well-versed in the financial world. Ryan has spent a lot of time learning about client communication, financial psychology, as well as habits, change, and much more along those lines. And you can learn more about him and his work at his website, ryanhlaw.com. But that's going to do it for this episode, episode 477 of Optimal Startup Daily. Hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you right back here tomorrow. That's where your optimal life awaits.